I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The fallout continues after recent reports revealed new details of the FBI's investigation into allegations of wrongdoing in college basketball. More than 20 universities and many current and former players have been singled out, including Arizona head coach Sean Miller. Miller was allegedly caught on a wiretap discussing a payment to current Wildcats freshman and leading scorer DeAndre Ayton. After the news broke, NCAA President Mark Emmert addressed the matter in an interview with CBS Sports.
Did we or anybody else have suspicions that these things are going on? Well, of course, everybody did. No one was shocked that these things occurred. The magnitude of them, I think, is surprising to a lot of folks. What's most disappointing to me are those activities that strike at the fundamental issues of integrity. When you see an agent providing money to a coach to conduct a transaction with or without the knowledge of a student, well, that's pretty despicable stuff. That's the stuff that we've got to root out of this.
Changes on the court for the upcoming National Invitation Tournament. That's next on This Week in the NCAA.
I'm a college athlete, but you don't know where I was born, if I was raised in the city or suburbs. You don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit ncaa.org/opportunity to learn more.
Big changes are in store for the 81st installment of the National Invitation Tournament. This year, the NIT will feature four experimental rules. Games will consist of four 10-minute quarters instead of a pair of 20-minute halves. The three-point line will move back more than a foot and a half to match the distance used in international competition. The lane will be widened 4 feet to the NBA standard 16 feet. And finally, the shot clock will only reset to 20 seconds after an offensive rebound instead of the full 30 seconds. The results will be reviewed, but any permanent rules changes wouldn't take effect until the 2019-2020 season at the earliest. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.